Ah, well, this horse is flying, but the favourite doesn't necessarily always win the Victoria Derby, but he's by far the most brilliant horse in this Victoria Derby field. I'm glad to say that Tony Pike, his trainer, joins us online. G'day, Tony.
Good morning, boys.
God, he's a nice horse, Sacred Elixir Tone.
Yeah, he's a lovely type, big rangy, scopey horse, and he's pretty mature for his age as well, so... No, he's been a very nice horse to have in the stables, and he looks in great form for Saturday.
Yeah, so all ready to go?
Yeah, had his final piece of work this morning. Damien came and actually rode and worked for me, and worked lovely this morning, nice and relaxed, pulled up well, and yeah, couldn't be happier with him. I haven't seen him since last Saturday, and he looks outstanding, so couldn't be happier with his condition and moving well, so... Yep, couldn't fold him for Saturday.
Tony, lightly raced, 9 starts for the 5 wins in a second. When did you realise you had a really, really nice horse?
Probably his Karaka Millions run back in New Zealand. We always thought he was a staying horse, and he bought himself a lottery ticket in the $1 million race over 1,200 metres at Ellerslie, which was always going to be a bit sharp for him, but they outpaced him early, and he really stormed home late and ran some of the best sectionals in the race. So from there on in, we sort of... targeted the Atkins at a mile for the 2-year-olds and thought it'd be an ideal VRC Derby horse. So he's a horse that's it's such a good-looking horse, and he's so athletic that we've always thought he's the ideal type for a Derby. So we've always held him in pretty high regard.
Tony, the 2,500 metres, mate, how do you expect him to take it on?
I think the barrier draw is going to help. It's going to give Zach plenty of options. You'll just switch him off depending on the tempo of the race. He shouldn't be too far off the leaders, and the way he won the Mooney Valley Bars, I'm sure the 2,500 won't hold any concerns. He's got a really deep stars pedigree from New Zealand, and I think at this time of the year against his own age group, I can't see it being an issue.
He's got that wonderful touch of brilliance about him, Tony. We've seen it on many occasions already. I mentioned at the introduction, sometimes the Victoria Derby, the most brilliant horse doesn't win, and you can get out slugged by it, just a dour stayer you might never see again. Obviously, you're hoping that doesn't happen.
Yeah, no, exactly. But he surprised us because we always thought he was an out-and-out star. He's got the pedigree for that. But he's just had that touch of class and brilliance that he's been managing to win at shorter trips, obviously, in good classes of races as well. So I think if he relaxes well on the run and can show that turn of foot that we know he's got, then he's going to be extremely hard to beat.
Dangers, mate. What do you think of the field so far when you've perused it? It's obviously a full field, and that run to the first turn can be quite a hustle and bustle affair.
Yeah, look, it can be. Obviously, probably his size is a big help for him. He's a big, imposing sort of horse, so can sort of hold his spot and sort of push his way through if he needs to. But I haven't really had a good look at the form yet. It looks pretty even on paper. Obviously, Sosie Bomb was good the other day on a track that was probably not ideal for him. You've got the Geelong Classic winner. He was tough and outstayed them in that. So there's plenty of chances behind us. And it's probably one of the more even derby fields we've seen for a while.
Yeah, looking forward to it, mate. It should be a great day for it as well. About 24 degrees. What's the future for him, do you think?
He'll head back to New Zealand next week, and he'll have a well-earned rest back at home, and we'll get him ready for Sydney in the autumn. Obviously, there's some nice races there for him as well. Give him a bit of time to mature over the summer months, and we'll target Sydney in the autumn.
And then the spring, mate, would he be a more a Cox Plate horse or a Melbourne Cup horse?
We'll just have to see how he matures. To be fair, he's probably got the brilliance for a Cox Plate, but if Lynx is going to line up next year, I think we'll look at different options.
That's right. Hey, mate, even for an experienced campaigner like you, it was something special, wasn't it, Lynx?
Yeah, look, she's outstanding. Chris and I are pretty good mates, and I saw him before the race, and I said, good luck, pal. I said, you'll be relief when it's over, and you can see the relief on his face once he'd won and won well. It's always hard training those sort of horses with the weight of expectation from the public, and she's just a superstar, and I don't think we're going to see a Cox Plate winner like that for a fair while.
Yeah. You battling Kiwis do all right here.
Oh, look, we've got to try and do well over here. We are battling Kiwis, and we need to take some of the Aussie money back home to survive.
And Tony, apart from Sacred Elixir, anything else over the carnival our listeners and viewers should know about?
I've got nothing else, just Sacred Elixir. He'll head home next week, but we've got quite a nice spring team coming through. Probably one, if you want to back it on Cup Day back in New Zealand at Ellerslie on Tuesday. I've got a very nice filly kicking off fresh up this preparation called Hollywood Lass.
Hollywood Lass.
She trialled well. She ran in a benchmark 65 1200 metre race at LSE on Tuesday. I think she should be winning.
Oh, that would just add to our coffee and cup day. Beautiful. Yeah,
just fill it up. Tony, we thank you for your time, mate. We're getting very excited. I'm sure you are. Good luck.
Thank you very much, Wes.
Great trainer, Tony Pike.
Yeah, Sacred Elixir, tab.com.au is now a short price favourite, firming up even yesterday after drawing barrier number one. He is right. You're spot on, mate. Very, very good trainer. It's a very good horse. $2.90. Sosi Bon, $8.50. Out to Swear, I think will run a great race. We chatted with Wayne Hawks, who gave us both a serve yesterday. $10.
Mainly me.
He never missed us, did he?
I spilt one little bit of Peking duck.
It was 2 years ago.
Just one little bit of Peking duck.
Got a good memory, hasn't he?
You've got to soil yourself at the end of a derby day.
You know, we could have brought up a couple of Wayne's misdemeanours, but we didn't. We're a couple of gentlemen.
Exactly.
Yes.